Now, all Manchester United fans out there are either breathing a sigh of relief or they're very sad this morning, Jenny. I don't know.
I don't think there's many sad, to be honest.
You what?
I don't think there's that many very sad people.
You think they're very happy?
I'd say they are, and I don't know a huge amount about football.
Okay, well, for anybody just tuning in right now, okay, Jenny's lost her voice somewhere in Alicante at the weekend.
Apologies.
In Spain. If you find it, you know where to send it to RTE. But on the phone now, joining me is Liverpool legend and Ireland legend, Jason McAteer. Hey, Jason, how are you?
Good morning. Oh, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You've just woken up after a heavy night, I imagine.
It was a little bit heavy, Nico. You know what these parties are like after these charity games.
So how was the charity game at Anfield yesterday, for the Hillsborough Memorial? So how was that?
Oh, it was amazing. Absolutely amazing. It was a domestic legends with the Irish lads thrown in as well against the foreign legends. So Sammy Hippier played, Luis Garcia, Yari Littman, and then on our team we had the usual Stevie Mack, Robbie Fowler, myself, Rob Jones, Barnsley, Rushy. Kenny was the manager, which was brilliant for me because obviously he's my hero. But 45,000, it was a complete sellout, the sun was shining, and it was a real celebration. Obviously we shouldn't lose sight of the fact it was for Hillsborough and obviously for the 96 that lost their lives, but it was a fantastic game.
Now, from a non-Liverpool, so I'm a Manchester United fan, but obviously, I mean, even though they're the United rivals, I actually like Liverpool, always have done. There's something special about Liverpool Football Club, and this year in particular, it's like it's meant to be. I think every team and club are urging Liverpool on to win the league, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, yeah. I mean, I went on record at the beginning of the season, done a couple of interviews, funny enough, over in Ireland, and they were asking me like what they thought, you know, would happen with Liverpool and stuff. And I actually said, you know, I envisaged Manchester United struggling because of obviously David Moyes taking over in a bit of a transitional period. Chelsea the same with Mourinho, Man City the same with Pellegrini. And I thought Arsenal might be a little bit dangerous because of the consistency they've had with the team and the manager. But I also seen that with Liverpool, and I thought the last 10 games of last season, they were fantastic. They'd found their form. They'd found the way they wanted to play. Everyone was comfortable. And then Brendan's just carried it on this season with the squad. He made a few additions, brought in a couple more players, and they settled really quickly. Obviously, the Luis Suarez, you know, it was like having a new sign and him actually stepping. And then he found his form and after the ban at the beginning of the season. And then Liverpool has just gone from strength to strength. And you know what it's like, you know, once you get one win, you get another win, and then you get another win. And then you get this, you breed this, like, winning mentality that, you know, just goes on and on. Anfield has become a fortress. They've only lost once there this season. And, you know, they fear nobody. And that's what you need if you're going to go on. So I actually envisaged at the beginning of the season, I'm patting myself on the back here, that Liverpool could be there for the
title. Let me hear it. Let me hear it. Pat your back. Let me hear it.
I'm doing it for you, Jason.
It's been an amazing season for Liverpool, but I have to get straight on to United, Jason, because massive news today. Where do they go from here? Because it's such a big club. We're looking at some of the stats, over 370 odd million followers around the world, the biggest club in the world, and now they're in this position, seventh in the Premiership, not in the Champions League. Need a lot of players, and now I would imagine a lot of players are about to leave. That leaves them meaning they need more players, if you know what I mean, at the end of this year. Where do they go from here?
Well, funny enough, we come off at half time yesterday, and we found out in the dressing room, and it was all just started to talk about what was going on. I think if you go right back, I think the Man United job at the beginning of the season was the job that you couldn't turn down if you were offered it, but the job you actually didn't want. Alex Ferguson was so successful, he just won the league, and it was instant. So you had to have instant success. It was always going to be that pressure. Obviously, David got the job. I was very surprised at David actually getting the job.
Was it the right decision? Like, do you think? Now, in hindsight, it's a wonderful thing. But do you think? Were you surprised? Did you actually think, he's the wrong guy?
I did. As soon as it was announced, I thought he's the wrong man for the job, and solely because, not that I didn't think he was capable. I just think Man United they're a brand. They're not just a football club. It's a worldwide brand, and you've got to be able to carry that brand. And for me, there was only a handful of managers that can do that. The likes of Mourinho, you know, these kind of managers that can carry that brand. And I actually thought Mourinho would have got the job, and then obviously David got it. He had a bad window. He didn't get the players he wanted to get. He changed. The biggest mistake I think he made was he made too many changes at the beginning with his staff. Nick Phelan went, and a lot of the backroom staff went, and the players just you know, they didn't know who to turn to. There was a lot of new faces on the staff, a lot of new faces in and around the dressing room.
But on the inner circle, Jason, I mean, you know, it's football's a small business. The lads talk. The feeling of the players inside of Old Trafford, were they not confident in David Moyes, do you think?
Well, they probably would have been in the beginning, because they've got to accept that there's got to be change. But then, obviously, if David... See, the trouble is, right, if something works, don't try and fix something that's working. You just carry on. And the difficulty for the manager is that he goes in with his own ideas and his own style. He has to all of a sudden change everything. And I don't quite understand why Man United wouldn't get a manager that just picked up the pieces, whose philosophy was the same as what Man United has been forever, or for as long as we've known them to be successful. You know, they play 4-4-2, they played wide with wingers, they've got two centre-forwards, out-and-out centre-forwards, who can score goals. You know, it's not rocket science. They just find the player every year that can play in them positions. Beckham leaves, Ronaldo leaves, Beckham comes in, or the other way around. And, you know, it's just like for like. They buy like for like. Unfortunately, David's come in and tried to change it. Their identity was lost. The players were all over the place. They didn't know the system. They didn't know how to play things. He went and bought Fellaini, Mata. He's already got Rooney and Kagawa at the club, who all want to play in that number 10 position.
Yeah.
So it just, a lot of the things he did just didn't make sense. I mean, I know David, and I know him very well. And I met him in Dubai, funny enough, about 6 or 7 weeks ago, and we had a good chat. And, you know, I heard Jenny saying not a lot of people would be quite sad today, but his friends are kind of, I'm gutted for him as a friend, gutted for him. But in the first place, I didn't think he was the right appointment for the job. Yeah.
Well, I actually feel sad for him, if I'm honest. I mean, I think it's the right decision.
Yeah.
I do, because I think if you're sitting down and you want to give somebody 200 plus million to rebuild a club like Manchester United, if you're going to call it, you know, going to call it out the way it has to be, I don't think he's the right man to give him that money to spend. However, you know, he's human. He's only had, 10 months in the job, and he must be gutted this morning. That's the, you know, the kind of, but it's a tough game. It's a tough sport. Who would you give it to right now?
Well, he's come out this morning, hasn't he, Jurgen Klopp, and said that he's, although he feels an affinity to the club, he doesn't really want it yet. But I would sort of go for him. He's a big character. He's got great ideas. He's done a fantastic job at Dortmund, a rebuilding process that took them to the Champions League final. You know, and challenging for the title up against Bayern Munich, who are arguably the best team in the world at the minute. So I'd go for someone like Jurgen Klopp. But there's not many people, I said before, there's not many people that could fit into that job who could just slot in. I don't know. You know, they're obviously waiting for somebody, whether it's somebody who's going to be at the World Cup and then be out of a job, or leave the national team at the end of the World Cup and then go into the job. So Van Gaal or someone like that, hitting.
But do you think it is Manchester United, so they can, you know, they can get whoever they want, as in they can go for a manager who's already in a job, they can buy him out of his contract and take him over. I'm talking about Mourinho or people of that ilk. Do you think they could do that?
If you couldn't get Brendan Rodgers, you know, let's just leave it there. We want to keep him. He's doing great for us.
But they can't. They could go for a Pep Guardiola, or they can go for Ancelotti, or they can attract the best. Anybody.
They can. They can. You know, people under, you know, just because Man United have had this bad season, you can't disregard them as being one of the biggest teams in the world, because they are. You know, the brand is massive, and they can. They can approach you whoever they like, and they will do. They'll approach all the managers. I'm sure Guardiola's been, you know, sure there's been a phone call to him. Klopp would have got one. You know, who knows? Brendan Rodgers may have had a phone call. But, you know, they can. They can approach anybody they want. Who wants the job, it then becomes a different matter, doesn't it? Because Guardiola, you know, he's at the finger points of that in this season by Beckenbauer telling them, you know, that Bayern Munich, this is not the way we play.
Yeah.
You know, he's changed a lot of things. He's under pressure as well, all of a sudden, even though he's winning things. So Guardiola might just feel he might need to jump ship and go to Manchester United.
And what about somebody like Giggs, or, you know, an ex-legend Giggs, anybody like Giggs or Cantona, Beckham, anybody that wants to step into management? It's probably too big for somebody like that, isn't it?
Yeah, you're exactly right. That job is too big for the likes of a Ryan Giggs now and stuff. And, you know, his time will come. I'm sure it will. I'm sure he'll be around the club for a long time. But to take on you know, to take on that job right now is would be dangerous for Manchester United, because I do feel that they need to get it right this time around, because you can't be out of the Champions League for too long.
Yeah.
Because one, financially it can cripple you, and the other thing is the players, you know yourself, it's the players you need to attract.
Yeah.
The big players want to play in Champions League year in, year out. You can suffer being out of the Champions League for maybe a season, maybe two, being Man United, but once you do that, you know, if you go over 1 or 2 years out of the Champions League, you're in a bit of trouble. So they need to get this right.
Yeah, if it was me, I'm going to let you go now, Jason, but if it was me, I would give it in the morning and I'd do everything in my power to get Mourinho. I don't know how they can do it, but that's what I would do. They should have gave it to him the start of last season. Anyway, thanks a million. I'm sure you're sore today after running around for the first time in a long time yesterday.
I can't walk. I'm proper struggling.
Always great to catch up with you, mate. Thanks, Jason.
And you, mate. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.